Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, when the supernatural becomes natural, a conversation with Andy Coates. Growing up around paranormal activity made those very experiences almost normal for Andy Coates. In fact, it wasn't until many years later that Andy would discover that some of his childhood memories were filled with the supernatural and encounters that he could not explain. This would lead him on a journey into the universe of the undead and many more interactions with energies from beyond the grave. We hear his story today on The Grave Talks.
Well, I'd say as early back as I can remember. So I'll start off with my very first experience.
Okay.
That it's the first one I ever had. I still don't have any explanation for it. And I was probably about 5 years old. Mm-hmm. So where I grew up, it's on a housing estate. And there's all fields and everything at the back of the house. There's no lights. What's the word? No, it was really dark. There's okay. No lights interfering with the darkness. Does
sure.
That makes sense.
Okay.
But just fields and fields and fields.
Yeah. So like kind of like countryside, that sort of darkness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty much. I grew up in the city.
Yeah.
But I was on the outskirts, so
okay.
It was like there was a golf course at the back. Playing fields, soccer pitch, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So anyway, the house that I grew up in, the bedrooms were at the back of the house. So I was laying in bed one day. I used to share a room with my brother. For whatever reason, he wasn't in bed. And I was laying in bed. My bed was opposite the window that overlooked all these fields. And I was facing the wall, so my back was to the window. I just had a funny sensation. I looked up at the wall. The only way it's really weird. The only way I can describe it is, you know, on the old vinyl record players.
Yeah.
Would you ever notice when you got one playing and the light bounces off it and bounces up on a wall, it gives like a dancing effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing rotating round and round.
Yeah.
Like a spirally thing. There was one of them on the wall. Like, it was moving. It wasn't solid. And I was just laying in bed watching it. But there was no light interference coming through. Bedroom curtains were shut. The hallway or landing light was on, but that only come in under the door. Now, the door was at the bottom of my bed. So from where I was lay, there's no way that that light could bounce back and bounce onto the wall. It was on the same wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just that. And it's like, I've been looking on all different search engines on the net, and I've no idea where it is. But I did find a photo, something similar to it. I don't know how legit this photo is, but it's pretty much the same thing. And this photo was taken by someone walking down the street. So what I can do, I can forward you that image on if you want.
Sure. I mean, so this was something that... There's no source for the light, essentially, is what you're trying to figure out at that
pretty
moment
much,
in time.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, because I never slept with the bedroom light and I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. But I like to know that there was a light on the other side of the wall, if you know what I mean.
So when you had this experience,
yeah.
you're wondering, you're inquisitive, you're curious. The next day, do you talk about it with your parents or anything? What happens after that?
You know what? Never ever spoke about it to anybody. It just, whatever reason, and I still don't know why, whether it's the way that my mindset, it just seemed normal to me. even though I didn't know where it was and I knew it wasn't what everyone else was experiencing, it just seemed like that's how it is for me.
So at that moment in time, it didn't feel ghostly, is what you're saying.
No.
It took till later in life to look back on and go, oh, that, wait a second.
Yeah, it didn't, no, it didn't trigger anything like that. It was, I never felt frightened by it, didn't feel threatened, anything like that. I was literally just laying in bed, looking at, and just staring at it. And there's no noise, don't remember there being any smell or fragrance to it. And I was just, and next thing you know, I'm waking up the next morning. And that was the very first thing that I ever remember experiencing.
Isn't that interesting how, you know, a child mind will work, you know, to kind of keep us calm sometimes. And sometimes it'll freak out on some of the most simplest things that are totally explainable, that there's no need for panic. But sometimes when there's things like this, we just kind of go, yeah, okay. I didn't have the same sort of thing, but I had something around the same age when I was a child where I had a cat that had passed away. And on my bed at night, it used to sleep on the end. And there's a very specific feeling when a cat jumps on your bed, especially when it's doing its paw thing back and forth. You know what that is. And after this cat passed, for years, I would have this feeling at the end of my bed that it jumped up there. And I would like wake up and like kind of like, oh, hey. And I knew the cat wasn't there, but I just thought, oh, it's my mind. I'm just feeling it. But it would be there. But I never thought anything ghostly of it. And there was no cat there. And I knew there was no cat there. Yeah. It actually took till doing my other program, Real Ghost Stories Online, years ago when we started it, and hearing some stories that were similar, that it triggered me going, wait a second, that wasn't normal. but sometimes it takes till adulthood to have those understandings. So you have something early on. That's bizarre, unexplainable. How does life progress for you and your interest in the paranormal?
Well, can I just jump forward regarding what you've just spoke about?
Yeah, sure.
So I've moved out, I've got married, I've got kids, and I end up going out one night with my friends, going drinking. And I went around the area that I grew up, where I was living at the time was about 12 miles away. It was easy to go back to my mum's and then drive home the next day. So that's what I do. But this is in the other bedroom, which is now a spare bedroom. So I go stay there. Now, we had a dog, and the dog passed away when I was 22, 23. I'd only been left home about 2-3 years, and he was buried in the back garden. So anyway, this night, go and stay at my mum's. Get into bed. I'd had a few. My legs were going and room was spinning a little bit.
Sure.
So I get in bed. It's only a small room. It's like a little box room sort of thing. It was like the spare room. So I get into bed. I'm laying there. Now, the dog, called Sailor, he used to pant. And he'd walk up and down the side of the bed. So I can hear like, and him walking up and down. It was only a small, it was crossed between a Jack Russell and a Labrador. So, like a small Labrador. So, he wasn't a big dog, I'd say small to medium. So, he's walking up, I could hear him walking up and down the side of the bed. Then he'd jump up, same as you with the cat, jump up near my feet. He'd always walk around in circles twice and then drop down. And I sobered up in the blink of an eye, honestly. That frightened me, because he died about, I'd say at least 9 years previous to that. But as you look out that bedroom window, you could see the part of the garden where he was buried. But I just lay there, froze. I wouldn't look up. I didn't reach out, nothing. I was too frightened because I knew what and who it was. I just didn't want to see it. So I know that's jumping forward quite
no
a bit,
it's a relatable story where you have the experience and it's like, okay.
Yeah, but that only ever happened the once.
Sure.
Even I'd stayed there a few times after that and previous to it, and nothing. It's just that one off. I think it is probably his way of saying that he's still there and he's okay.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I can put it down to.
When things like that happen, and we'll go backwards here in a moment, but yeah. When things like that happen with animals, and you said it happened once, mine happened repeatedly, it right. makes me wonder, you know, is that the conscious entity of the animal saying, hey, I'm here and still kind of doing its thing? Or is it the energy of that animal that, you know, maybe it does just repeat once as it did for you? And, you know, mine was just I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting phenomenon, especially with pets.
Yeah.
I had another pet one I can throw in there too. Another cat that it was mine and my parents had adopted it later. And I was an adult at this time and the cat actually passed away about 5 years ago. I heard the story from them that a couple days after the cat passed, they could hear its claws on the floor of the kitchen, the hardwood floor of the kitchen. Not only that, but they also heard the cat coughing up a hairball. and the cat's dead. And I'm just thinking, that really sucks. If you're a cat and you're dead, you still get hairballs. I mean, at least get some sort of bonus about being dead that you don't have to deal with that's unpleasant. But
it's not a good one, is it, really?
No. That's the cat. Hairball cat. Yep. But anyway, let's go back a little bit further back to childhood after that initial experience. What other things happened to you in those formative years that continued to spark and nourish that interest?
Right. Well, the next one that I remember, and this is very vivid, like it happened this morning. So my mom, there was, in total, there was 10 of them. There's eight sisters and two brothers. So it's quite a big family. Now, I'm from Manchester originally in the northwest of England.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just outside London now, and I've been living down here about 14 years. But so we've gone over to my auntie's house. And it was like back in the day when Betamax video players.
Yes.
They didn't really take off in the UK.
They didn't take off anywhere.
But there's a select few people that had them, and you could get the movies on there that was just come out in the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me and my cousin, we got sent upstairs because he was watching, I think it's Poltergeist.
Okay.
So I'm talking like late 70s,
mm-hmm.
late early 80s. I don't know the exact year.
It was right around there, yeah.
Yeah. So, in England, I don't know if you have them over there, but it's like the old terraced houses, where it's just rows and rows of houses. So you go in, you've got a long hallway, then you've got your front room, which no one uses. It's like all the good stuff goes in that room, and no one's allowed to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the middle room, which is like the living area. Then you've got the kitchen, like right through the back. Then you've got a little backyard. Now, going upstairs in the house, I need to explain this to so you get a better understanding of what goes on, how it all happened. So you go up the stairs, it's a narrow, steep staircase. So you go to the top. If you used to go straight forward, as though you walk into the back of the house, there's a bedroom at the back. So coming back toward the stairs, there's a bathroom, as though you're walking back to the stairs, is a bathroom on the right hand side. Now, if you turn right one step up, you've got the middle bedroom, and then walk forward on the landing, you've got the main master bedroom, which is above the front of the house, which is above the room that's not used, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my cousin, we was in his bedroom and was playing with Action Men and his toys and cars, like dinky toys and all that kind of stuff. Now, his granddad, so his dad's dad, he used to have to share a bedroom with him.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.